1, 2, 1, 2.
All right, so we are exactly on time for Evan to talk to us about tags.pub.
Thanks, everybody. How you doing? Hey, Paul, if you're here, okay, get ready to go, because we're trying to do the lightning style. So I'm going to talk to you about tags.pub. My name is Evan Perdomo. I'm the research director at the Social Web Foundation.
That's not you. Look.
This is my former friend, the mustache. I'm the co-author and current editor of the ActivityPub and ActivityStreams 2.0 specifications at the W3C. I wrote the ActivityPub programming for the Social Web book for O'Reilly. That is my Fediverse handle, my web finger. You can find me and follow me there. It's nice and long. Evan Perdomo at socialwebfoundation.org. I'm going to be talking about a project called tags.pub, which is a domain name. However, if you go there right now, you're going to get some weird website. It doesn't exist yet, or maybe one of those, like, website doesn't exist. This is the link to find it. It's on GitHub under Social Web Foundation, tags.pub. So I just wanted to warn you before you go in there. So hashtags, they are so great, right? Hashtags are a really wonderful part of social networking. They give us a chance to coalesce around topics and ideas, concepts and movements, instead of just connecting to other people. So they're an extremely important part of what makes social networks and social media special. However, on the Fediverse, we have mechanisms for following hashtags, but not everybody knows this, they're kind of random. When you're following a hashtag, you're not really following the hashtag across the whole Fediverse. You're following a certain subset of content that's been tagged with that hashtag. So if you're person A in this picture, and you're on the same server, does this make sense, this metaphor? You're on servers, you got people on servers, that makes sense? Okay, good. So A is on a server with B, and B follows C. So if C posts something under a hashtag, A is going to see it if she follows that hashtag, right? So as long as we have a follow connection between two servers, those hashtags are followable. However, if there's no follow connection, like here across to the DNE server, anything that E posts under the same hashtag won't go to A's inbox. Does that make sense? So we have to have a follow connection between the servers in order to follow a hashtag across the Fediverse. Well, that's kind of suboptimal because we're trying to connect those communities across the Fediverse. So one way to work on this, to solve it, is to give those hashtags their own accounts on the Fediverse, on a separate server. This way, person A can follow that hashtag on that separate server, and it's like as if she was following a real person. Thank you. So the hashtag server can coalesce information through back channels from those other servers, and we aren't depending on social connections between people in order to propagate the hashtag content. So that's the idea behind tags.pub, that we give a hashtag its own account on the Fediverse that you can follow just like you follow a person. Like if you're following the hashtag, you would follow the hashtag at tags.pub system. Now, you might get a little spooked about what we're doing. There's nothing scary going on here. We're not spidering. We're not doing mass following. We're not scraping. We're just using existing interfaces that are already used for sharing data across servers. And these are opt-in systems that servers choose to participate in. It's not an issue where they don't have consent. So the idea of bringing these servers together, things like Relay interfaces, we have a special endpoint that's built into ActivityPub for delivering public content. We are looking at per-service APIs. Mostly I'm not excited about that, which you can see by my emoji, although some of the fast work might be interesting here too. Suffice it to say that we're going to be using pretty good systems that are opt-in and that are not forcing anyone to participate in a process that they're not interested in. The technology stack that Tags.pub is built on, it's built on ActivityPub Bot Server, which is a server-side framework from my book. It uses ActivityStreams NPM library. Thank you, James Snell, author of ActivityStreams. It uses a big PostgreSQL database, some love, a lot of hubris. So the way it works, when we get create activities, this is where I go into ActivityPub. Most people are going to fall asleep real quick. We get create activities. We take all the tags that are in the object, and we broadcast out from each of those tags. So we announce out from each of those tags. When we get an update, we announce some, we unannounce others. We're